The Bureau of Land Management has released a pair of rules that will change how the agency manages 245 million acres of public land. The rules governing oil and gas stand to dramatically increase protections for public lands adjacent to national parks. The BLM's rules update decades-old oil and gas leasing practices on public land with an eye toward more conservation protection. The National Parks Conservation Association's Matthew Kirby says these rules will allow officials to steer mineral extraction away from environmentally sensitive lands.
These rules are really targeted at reining in that extraction, which has dominated the landscape for so long, particularly oil and gas.
More than 80 national parks border public lands managed by the BLM, which is why Kirby says the new rules are so critical. Oil and gas rules have generated controversy for decades, not least of which is because extraction companies that have to move their operations will incur cleanup and operational costs. The new oil and gas rule updates also allow the BLM to prevent poorly sited drilling in and near critical wildlife areas, watersheds, or cultural and natural resources. As it stands, 90% of the 245 million acres of public land managed by the Bureau are open to oil and gas extraction. The Conservation Association's Bo Kicklis says officials will ask critical questions about the sensitive areas when creating future land use plans.
Are there historic properties, sacred sites, cultural resources that are within the vicinity of the proposed lease area? Is there presence of recreation or other, you know, resource uses that could provide a conflict? And is there important fish and wildlife habitat or connectivity areas?
Kicklis says answering those questions will help the agency more effectively manage Montana's 8 million acres of BLM land. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.